This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Raise Your Game. We've got Nigesh Armon from Leadernomics here again.
Hello.
To philosophize with me.
And that's what I'm known as now.
And today's topic is aligning personal to organizational values. I always find this topic very interesting. But why did you decide to talk about this now?
I think one of it is what's really happening with me, because this is the practice I'm doing with my team in my organization as well. I'm realizing how important this is, because most of us talk about job satisfaction. Most of us talk about being happy with the skin we wear. And we try to pin it on results, but actually when you look at it, it's whether your own personal values, if you have identified them, align with the values of either the organization or anything you're interacting with. Mm. And when there's that sync, then you really find satisfaction. And that really now then sets a course for your life itself.
Okay.
So I think it's a very important thing to identify and know. And it's happening in real time for me right now. So, yeah.
I think it's also, we've heard this before, millennials, you know, they want to work for organizations that mean something, that, you know, and I don't think it's just millennials. I think people generally, right, regardless of what age, you want to have purpose where you're working.
Correct.
And how does it come back to your own personal values in that sense, right? Should I even ask you what are values? Are you going to give your perspective of what are values?
Okay, I think that is also very important. That's one of the first things that I always keep on talking to about a person. When you say value, you need to know the meaning of it, because words have power.
Mm.
Words do have power. And if you know the meaning of the word, you know how to apply it. So in this case, when you say values, you're talking about principles or standards of behavior.
Mm.
It's one's judgment of what's important in life.
Right.
So knowing that, it's already very big. It's behaviors, principles, standards, and what's important in your life. And once you start knowing that, then you start going into how can you actually identify what your values are and how can you sync it with other value?
Okay. I look back at my own life and it was a process of discovery of what my values were. But actually, there were some things that were very clear for me, and I didn't know how to, at the very beginning of my career, but I didn't know how that those were values, right? But there were some things that were very important to me.
Yeah.
And you are saying that now it is important to find out what it is from
the get-go? Definitely. But that's one thing that we need to keep in mind as well. And we'll go into a little bit of how can someone actually find out what their values are. We'll go into a little bit of that. It's actually questions that you ask yourself.
Mm.
But knowing from the get-go is a good thing.
Yeah.
It gives you clarity. But don't be disheartened if you don't.
Right.
Right? Like you said, early on, you sort of had a guesstimate of what it could be. You couldn't pen down and pin it down and say, this is the value.
Mm.
But values are something that you don't discover in a day. A week, a month.
It might change as well.
Exactly. It will. It definitely will. From point of life to another point of life, it changes. And you need to be aware it does change.
And it's okay.
It's fine. It's completely, as long as, well, the value is not like I want to be a murderer or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
But it will morph, because your life reality morphs.
Mm. Life stages.
Yeah, it does.
Right. So how do you know your values? Let's get to know self before we talk about organization.
Jim. So of course it's a no-brainer when we talk about it. Know yourself. Know your values. Mm. Easy to say, harder to do, right? And because these are going to be principles that you stand by, right? And like we talked about before, it's not something that you're going to find out like today. If let's say I start asking, what's my value today? If I have no clue from beginning, I'm not going to find out right now.
Mm.
But it's things that happen over years. Experiences build it. It starts giving us clues of what it can be. So clues is that what you mentioned just now, that whole, I have a feeling, but I don't know how to say it.
Mm.
So now when you want to start finding out of what are those values that I have, right? This is where you start questioning yourself and asking questions. And you got to ask consciously. It's not just ask and leave it. Ask consciously, try to answer it as consciously as you can. And some of the questions you can ask is like, firstly, why do I do certain things and why do I do it that way?
Hmm.
Start answering those kind of questions like, why did I, as easy as why do I wake up in the morning, right? When I brush my teeth, I don't just leave the toothbrush on the sink. I take the toothbrush and put it where the holder is. I make sure the toothbrush is dry.
That's what you do. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. I've just reviewed myself as being someone who's a bit OCD. Never mind. That actually indicates something. So if you ask yourself, why do I do that? And why do I do it the way I do it? If I ask myself that question, it would be because I value order.
Mm.
I value order in things.
Mm.
I value that things are placed where they should be because then it makes it easier for me to find it. Mm. It makes it easier for another person to find it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, like, when I look at that and I appreciate that, I like things in order, but that the helper does it for me. That's an important value, that someone else does it for me.
That's the second part of it. I have better use of my time, so someone else can do it.
Okay, exactly. I better use of my time, right? And that is the underlying principle. But even that, when you're talking about knowing your values, and for me, I knew flexibility was very important. Like, I like the fact that I was working for an organization, but also like the fact that I had a bit of freedom in it, right? There's some order. Mm. There's some freedom within boundaries. Mm. That's the kind of person I am as well.
And that's great that you mentioned it, because that's sort of the second thing you should start asking yourself.
Right.
Because you're talking about what you like, what you don't like.
Mm.
So you should ask yourself, like, what do I not like doing? What do I like doing?
You should
really ask yourself that question. But the key thing here is you got to ask yourself, do I like it or actually not like it because it's hard work, because it's tedious, because it's difficult? Because if that's the case, you might need to think, are you creating an excuse for yourself?
Okay.
Or is it because when you do that thing, every fiber in your being, every mental thought in your heart, you just feel so completely uncomfortable doing it. Now, that's something you really should take note of.
Yeah. So why, when you're completely uncomfortable about it, what then?
Then you know that, okay, if I'm completely uncomfortable about it, that's maybe not something I like doing.
Mm.
So maybe I should stop doing that. And maybe the way I practice it, the values that I attach to it, maybe are not things that I want to follow.
Mm.
Because that also dictates what comes next with your organization and all that.
Okay.
And the next thing, actually, you need to ask, because it's not only about you.
It's not only about you. All right, okay. Talking about self. Okay.
Your actions impact people.
Yeah.
Right? How you do certain things impact people. And like it or not, how people react is a validation to what you do.
Mm.
And it tells you, am I doing the right thing or not? So you should ask yourself, how do I like someone else to experience me?
Hmm.
That also tells you, like, is that value I'm practicing correct or not? So example, like, go back to that whole order thing. I know I'm extremely orderly, but my wife, she may not be completely orderly. She may leave things, forget things. But if I become too prissy about it and I keep on reminding her.
Anal.
Yeah, that word, anal. And keep on like scolding her about it. I know she's not going to like it.
Yeah.
So perhaps I need to adjust my value a little bit.
Mm.
I need to add flexibility to it.
Mm.
So that kind of gives me another answer for myself. And then you move on and start.
Before you get to the next question, though, you know, is how would I like people to experience me? There's some people who say, oh, but this is me. You know, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's.
Sure. If they decide that's the case, then that's the result that they're willing to live with. Mm. That goes back to the whole that, okay, I'm fine with it. It brings me joy.
Okay.
It brings me joy. I'm completely okay with it. If someone doesn't like the way I do it, I'm okay.
And you got to be genuine about it, and
don't put up a front.
Yeah, don't put up a front, right? Because the people say, "Oh, this is where I am," but sometimes it is a front.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then the next question would be.
And that actually goes to the whole putting up a front thing.
Ah.
Are you being sincere?
Huh.
So are you being sincere with people?
Mm.
Right. If you just say that I'm just putting up a front because I want to seem cool and all that kind of thing. You know, at the end of it, and the last question is there. The last question is there. When you come to that last question, you're going to know that you're not happy.
Right.
You're going to know that this doesn't really bring me joy to do.
Which is, okay, what gives me joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you take it back to an example for yourself, what do you mean, what gives you joy? In the context of your toothbrush.
Okay, let's go back to the toothbrush again. Since I started with that.
The toothbrush, okay.
Gosh. So, I know that keeping everything in order is nice. I really like it.
Okay.
I really like it. But I know that my wife may not be that orderly.
Okay.
My God, she's going to really ask me, like, why are you talking about me? But I know that, you know what? I need to be a bit more flexible with her.
Okay.
Because I love this woman.
Right.
And I know that brings me joy.
Right. And when she's happy because you're not nagging, that's joy for you.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. We're gonna find this connection of personal values and understanding and connecting this to organizational values in just a moment. Nagesh Armon here with me talking about aligning personal to organizational values. Of course, Nagesh is from Leadernomics. Stay tuned to Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Breathe freely, Malaysians. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Raise Your Game. Good morning, Frida Liu here. Having a session with Nagesh Armon from Leadernomics talking about aligning personal to organizational values. No, so earlier on we talked about questions that we ask ourselves, right? We used the toothbrush example. How do you connect understanding what your values are then to organizational values?
Okay. So
we can move away from the toothbrush example.
Yay. Let's move away from that one. Okay. So let's now see, like, okay, you come into the organization as you. You don't come into the organization as the organization, right? And this part is broken into two. One is understanding the organizational value and then the action portion of it. The understanding portion is important even from the get-go, from you walking into the place. You going into your first interview, or you even starting your business. Because you got to think, it's like marriage. It's like marriage. It's like you find the person who matches or closely matches with you, and you get married. You don't find someone who's a complete polar opposite. Sure, they say opposites attract. Sooner or later, opposites are going to go butt heads with each other.
I do sometimes think that's true. But then if your values are similar, it's okay.
Yeah. Right? So when you say opposites attract, when someone's personality is opposite to you, that is actually kind of fine. But if someone's values are completely opposite to you, that is wrong.
Right?
Yeah. So this is the same way with the company as well. Because you got to think that this is also the place you're going to spend the most time at. It's like close to every single day of most of your life. So you got to make sure that it aligns.
So don't think it just looks attractive from the outside.
Exactly. Right? Don't just read the grand letters. Don't just, see the marketing materials that are out there. This is where you got to go into like finding out from ground level, right? Don't just go on the website and say, oh, organization says that we stand by these values. They're doing that actually usually for purposes of customers, purposes of investors. What you need to do is go on the ground level and find out. So friends who may be working there, contacts who may be working there. Nowadays, you have Facebook, you have Glassdoor, you can find out from all these online portals.
Okay, before you go into that as well, I'm just talking about in my experience when I first joined, BFM 11 years ago, and this was a startup, small team of people, not the size that you have right now, and there were no clear values, right? I mean, because everything was just like, okay, are we gonna go on air tomorrow and discovering that? And it was chaotic. I came from an organization which was process-driven, and that's IBM, right? And then this was completely new ground for me, right? In this kind of almost chaotic environment. Right. But I said, I'm going to stick through it anyway. What, even though it's not from any of my past experiences, and it was like, I couldn't find, there were no values to speak of at that time, right? But then there's that value of me to stick through things, and 11 years on, I'm still here. But what does it say?
Okay, so in most cases, when a company is found, right, when a company starts, the values of the company is very corely based on the founder. So let me use Leadernomics as an example.
Roshan Tirun.
So it is usually based on his and also Huiming, the co-founder, their values, right? And what then happens is people who have like-mindedness or the same sort of value sets start getting attracted to each other. There's no definition of it. It's chaotic. You don't know what you're doing half the time. But you know that something intrinsic is tying you.
Okay.
Because the actions that you take are based on certain principles that I'll share. So that also tells you that, am I going to stick through this, even though it's chaotic, it's really taking up so much energy, am I going to stick through this or not?
Okay, very interesting, because now that you brought up Intrinsic, the reason I joined was because it was a business station and that I believe it was talk radio and something that I wanted to experience, but I also felt that business was going to change the economy, was going to change the country, and that I found meaning in a radio station like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, just trying to process of discoveries. I'm talking to you. Go on.
Philosophy.
Philosophy. Okay.
All right. So it's the process of finding out as well. It's good that we talked about the whole founder thing, because that's actually one of the important things. When we jump into a company, especially big companies, smaller companies, you very easily can contact the founder, get in touch with the founder, actually talk to the founder. But bigger companies, you don't really get that chance. Usually the interview level stops at the person you're reporting. But it's important to find out about who is leading the company. What have they done?
Okay.
You can actually read about it. You can see their actions. That's actually very determinant as well. Because when a business strategy is defined, you are part of the puzzle. You need to know that the top leaders have the same value as you. Or you can sync your values with them. If yes, then you know you're going to have a real good career there. If not, then probably you're going to be unhappy, because something's going to change on top. You're going to get affected.
And I think also, like, when as organizations grow or change or whatever, and your values also change, right? It's sometimes there's nothing wrong with either. It's just that your values have changed and it's okay.
It does. Because it forms you as you work through your life at any place as well. Your experiences does change you. It does morph you. It does form you as well. It does start also telling you what really do I not like as well. And then you can determine that, do I still stay here or do I go? And it's important, that's going back to yourself. Answer those questions very consciously to yourself. Right? And when you do, then you find yourself always going to a place that adds on more to you.
Right. So you've joined an organization, right? You understand the organization. Have you finished with understanding the organization?
Actually, there's one part.
Okay,
this one, this one I notice quite often as well, because even with my team, people think that once you're in, you already should share the values.
No.
It's like that whole default, like, okay, I'm in today. That means today I share the organization's value. No, it's something you develop. But part of developing it, and this is crucial, I know people don't do this often. Go and find out. Read all the materials. There's so many onboarding materials that are there. They're there for a purpose. If you don't read it, it's your fault. You should read it. You should read all those materials and talk to people around. That's your first time actually talking to colleagues. Talk to them. Understand it. It's not for you to say like, oh my God, have I joined the wrong place?
Okay.
It's more for you to, okay, how does this place work? How can I fit my values, my principles in here?
Okay.
How can I go through discovering that?
So, okay, the first 30% is know thyself. And then after that, another 30% is then know the company's values.
Yes.
And then after the last 40% is aligning. And what do you do then?
All right. So this is something which is now very, very close to me, because it's start of the year. And most of the time what happens at the start of the year... What is going to be your KPI for the year? That conversation starts happening.
It should happen last year already. But anyway.
And also personal development plans get developed. All right. So at this point, it's important to know what actions you're going to take and how do you sync it to actual goals as well. So this is where that anchor your goals and take action. You need to now start really finding out, okay, what are the results I want to get? What are the results I want to get is important. First to say, okay, do I share my values, my principles? Do I share that or not? If I don't, I need to have a discussion. I need to have a discussion with the person who's going to give me this and tell them that I don't think so. Or maybe yes, that's one. The next thing is then, okay, what are the steps? How am I going to do it? What are the actions? The actions is where you really, really apply yourself to. The actions is where you really apply your principles to. So you got to agree on the actions as well. That actions also help you in the discovery process.
Right.
If you're going to go through a year, you got this list of three goals that you have. That's very high level. What are my goals in this high level goal? Okay, what are the actions am I going to take? Do I agree with my supervisor on this or not? Do I agree that it will contribute to my peers or not? Do I agree it will contribute to business or not? Okay, if I agree, more often than not, you're going to be clear. And that's important. Clarity of what actions you're taking, how you're taking that actions, whether it's actually syncing to your principles and values, or if it's not, how is it building me?
So when people say they're not satisfied with their job, what's really happening?
Most of the time, goals are given to them. Like, example, a salesperson, you tell them, okay, your sales numbers are what, high sales numbers. You're going to get like 3 million this year. In you, you may feel like, oh my God, 3 million?
Can or not?
So the can or not question needs to be answered.
Okay.
The can or not question is then the conversation with the supervisor. Okay, how can we get that 3 million? Versus, no, you can. Go figure it yourself.
I empower you.
Exactly. Empower you. So if you say someone figure out themselves and you haven't clearly helped them define the actions, what's going to happen? They're not going to know. They're not going to know how to do it. They're not going to know how to apply their own principles and values to it. And they're not going to know if their actions in future is going to be correct or not. In this case, also making a mistake is not a wrong thing. But as long as that mistake is in line with what you want to achieve. If you make mistakes blindly, that's where you feel completely dissatisfied and demotivated. But if you're making mistakes knowing that, look, I took these actions based on my principles. I know this is the results I want to take. I made a mistake. Fine. How can I correct myself? That comes into play. If not, it will be like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. So in conclusion?
Okay. So in conclusion, actually, there's one more thing that I touch on here that is quite important. Like the mentoring culture. The mentoring culture. So this is something I do recommend for most organizations or even people. Some people may say, okay, my organization doesn't have a mentoring culture. Why can't you start it? Right? And it doesn't mean you have to be a mentor.
Right.
You need to have those conversations with your supervisors. Plan the time. You need to have the conversations with your peers. Plan the time. You need to have the conversations with your supervisors. Plan the time. You get to see the perspective of everybody.
Right.
So it also, again, anchors back your actions. It also, again, anchors back your results.
Okay. Now can we conclude?
Yes, now we can conclude. Philosophy lesson coming to an end.
Okay.
So I'd say if one thing that is very, very important to start the whole process definitely is you got to really know yourself. Find out your values. Ask those questions. So we covered some of those questions during the set. And consciously answer those questions. Don't just answer it for the sake of answering. Consciously answer it. Take it with you and define your values. Don't worry if you don't have it today. It will come to you in time. It's part of the experience. The second thing is it doesn't matter if you're joining an organization or you're forming an organization. You will then need to discover as much as you can about either the organization or the landscape that you're in. Don't just treat it as you are trying to just listen to the other person talk. Ask questions as well. Again, ask questions as much as you can. Try to interact with as many people as you can. Then the next step is you taking action. Make sure that your goals are clear. Make sure that the actions to those goals are clear as well. And make sure you know how to apply your own principles onto that, because that builds you. That makes you feel that you're in sync. Your values sync up with the organization's values. At that point, you will feel a lot more satisfaction in what you do.
All right. Thanks for spending time with us again, Nigesh Armon, aligning personal to organizational values. Of course, Nigesh is from Leadernomics. You've been listening to Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.